Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good afternoon. Thanks so much for tuning in to Lifestyles for Lifetime Holiness. I'm your host, Dr. Gwyneth Williams. It has been such a blessing to me and an encouragement to myself. You know, the word, it inspires. We have been continuing with this series on how to pray for our loved ones. And if you haven't listened, I think this is our fifth week on this particular one, praying for your loved ones. But you can also go back to the archive section. We've been talking about prayer for the last, I think it's, well, almost a year, 15 months. So we want you to go back and listen to all of the other ones. They're really good, and they build. But just to give you just a little synopsis, we have been talking about how to get our loved ones being saved, whether it's our husband, wife, children, our parents, brothers, sisters, relatives, close friends who are like family. You know, how do we pray for them? And I know that you can say, Lord, save them, and God will save them. A lot of people who get saved, sometimes they just cry out that prayer and say, Lord, save me. You know, I've had enough, God. I don't want to go through any more of this. If you're really God, show me your God. But then there is also a place where in Scripture where we have been given the spiritual authority to continue to walk out, see our loved ones saved. By walking out the spiritual authority, we talk about our role as the Christian, the priest over our home. Also, how to proclaim what God has told us as far as the proclamation, the atonement, and the priesthood for our loved ones. And I really enjoyed the series. If you're the firstborn in your family, go back and listen to that. Preparing for a priestly intercession. We talked about the hindrances that are there. And last week we finished up with exercising spiritual authority as a warrior priest. So we're going to continue and start with that today. Just exercising our spiritual authority as a warrior priest. So in looking at Elijah, and let's turn our Bibles to 1 Kings 6 and 17. If you have your Bibles, we're going to look at 1 Kings 6 and 17. We know that in the Word of God, and while you're turning, I'll share this point, that Job, he prayed for his children. He put up the sacrifice. But God, what happened? Satan said, you have a hedge around Job. There is a hedge. There is a protection that God puts around us. And we want to every day pray over our loved ones, that the angels encamp around about them as we are, as God is ministering and as we are praying and keeping them before the throne and keeping them before God. How many of you know that when you were kids and even now when you go out, you plead the blood over yourself or you plead the blood over your children or your husband, or, you know, it is so important that we know that we have that hedge of protection that is around us. Okay, so let's move here. We're going to get in the Word today. It's going to be good, and I'm excited just to see what the Holy Spirit, and Holy Spirit, we just ask you to join us, to lead and guide. You know, every person that's on the line or they're listening to this by the internet, and you know the need, God. And we just ask you, Lord, to them, speak in me and speak through me in Jesus' name. Amen. 1 Kings 6 and 17. And it says, let's look at verse 16 first, and then we'll go down to 17. It said, he partitioned off 20 cubits at the rear of the temple with the cedar boards from floor to ceiling to form within the temple an inner sanctuary, the most holy place. Now, verse 17, the main hall in front of this room was 40 cubits long. Now, look at this scripture. This is what, you know, with Elijah, the prayer of the angels encamping around about us, that holy of holies, that main place. God, he put those borders around us where the enemy, he can't come in. We're talking about safe places. The safest place that we can have is in the arms of God, the angelic angels, the angelic host of angels that are there to protect us. There's angels even now that we haven't even commissioned, and they're like, I'm just waiting on you just to commission me. It's Jehovah Nisi. He's our banner. He's our head. He's our protector. And things that we've been going through or that you may have been going through, God is saying those angels are there to protect you and to surround you. And we have to be aware of the spiritual realm that's there, that's before us. And so even for your loved ones, we exercise that spiritual protection for our families. What did we talk about last week? Covered with the blood, using the name of Jesus, building a wall of defense, standing in the gap. Make sure you get that tape. I enjoyed it so much last week myself. It was just so good and so enriched. I just see my family saved, household salvation, people coming into the fullness of what God has. Now let's look at Psalm 34 and 4. It says, I sought the Lord, and he answered me. He delivered me from all of my fears. So God, as his angels are encamped around about us, we don't have to fear anything. We've been hid away in the woods or the wilderness or the beautiful palm trees of Florida. But you know what? We've seen two bobcats. Saw one last week. I was walking one way and did a turn, and there he was, or she was, and I did a U-turn, and he went on into the wilderness. I saw a beautiful eagle. There's three eagles' nests. A baby eagle, take her flight. And those of you who've been listening, you've heard the stories of the eggs on our car and how the birds have built the nest and lay the eggs. And you name it, I saw its big snake. I saw 20 inches of it. It was went one way. Actually, that was last Saturday, too. I was walking out on the trail. It went one way, and I went the other way. It got out of my way, and I stepped to the other side. See, we don't have to fear. They fear us. You know, we could stay in this house and not get out and be afraid. The other day, I told Star, I said, you know, it could be a bear. She could have said, hurry up, unlock the door so we can get in. She, you know, we use wisdom. We do use wisdom, but we don't have to fear. Coming back to the house at dusk, the sun was going down. I said, I know a lot of animals come out. I'm on the trail, and you know how those old possums, they rise up near their little teeth, and they try to hiss. And so they don't, sometimes they hear you coming, they don't really move because they seem to be slow to move. And I was walking, and I was talking on the phone as I was walking, you know, through the path to get back to the house. And I walked up on it, and it was right on the path I was on, but it didn't move. And I just said, the blood of Jesus. And I said, go on now, go on now. and it kind of backed up and it went on its way. We've seen raccoons, and I think we've seen two coyotes. But you know what? You do not have to fear. God's angels encamp around about us the same way they do for your family. You may have a loved one that's out there in the wilderness. You know, Ezekiel 34th chapter, it talks about how the sheep wandered over every high hill and over every mountain, and no one looked or searched for them. In verse 6 of 34, and then it says, so they became food for all the wild animals. And that's Satan. But if you pray a hedge over your loved ones and plead the blood of Jesus over them, you don't have to worry about anything. God is protecting them. He is watching over them. You know, as I've walked these paths last day, I think I did 3 miles, and we've been going out walking, and started some mornings. She's been going early mornings. I thought about David, and I was thinking about when he came on that path with that lion. Yeah, I thought about the bobcat. I mean, he literally came. Couple of Saturdays ago, we were inside, and he went under the deck, went right to the yard, and out the other, you know. And then the other day, saw this was a different one because it was bigger and more muscular. But David was going along the path, and I was like, "Well, Lord, I don't have a slingshot, but the scripture said he killed it with his bare hands." But we don't have to fear. Is the point? We see more lizards, and you know, if you go, get, they'll run. So God may have you in a situation or circumstance where you're praying for your family. They may be out there in the world. You tell the devil, get, you lizard spirit, you frog spirit, you snake, whatever spirit it is. And the day that I saw the eagle, start that, Mom, you saw the snake and the eagle all in one day. What does the eagle do? It comes down and snatches up that snake and takes it into the air and soars, takes it out of its environment. When Jesus said, that God said, you will be on your belly and you will crawl. Eagle takes it and it soars up high and then, bam, drops it. You know, if you drop something from high, it's splattered. We don't have to fear because we can mount up with wings as eagles when we're praying for our loved ones, when we're praying for our family members. God has us covered. We can be in the wilderness. We can be in the forest. But we can use wisdom. You wouldn't, you know, I heard the other day the lady who got bit by a shark, she was pulling on the shark. She was out there messing with the shark's tail. And I love telling this story. When I was in the Bahamas years ago, I went spearfishing, and the barracuda was just 30 feet. And the native said, if you don't mess with it, it won't mess with you. We have nothing to fear. Now, let's turn our Bibles to Hebrews 1 and 14, and this will be our last point, what we're talking, referencing exercising spiritual warfare over our family. It's praying the angels encamp around about and minister to them. And we don't have to fear at night about our loved ones being out. Those of you who have young boys or young girls, we need to pray a covering over them, especially in the neighborhood. There's been so many drive-by shootings. Pray a covering. Pray a protection. There's a bloodline. They can't even come near you. People can't come near your house. That God can save everybody in that neighborhood if you just begin to pray, focus, and walk in your spiritual mandate, authority, and your priesthood. And bind those hindrances. 1 and 14 says, are not all angels ministering spirits sent to serve those who will inherit salvation. They are ministering spirits, and we just right now commission the angels to go before us on behalf of our families, on behalf of our loved ones, and we decree household salvation over our families, that God puts that hedge around us, the angelic host, even now, even around this place we are. You know, these animals, they can't touch us. They can't, they may be on the outside, but they can't touch us. When I saw that bobcat, he went the other way. See, God protects us. The same in the spiritual realm, when the devil tries to come and snatch life out of you or snatch life out of your loved one, you can pray and plead the blood, and everything that's been taken from you, we decree even in this moment, it shall be restored. You know, the word of God says, we say that everything that a cankerworm has stolen, that scripture, sometimes it's because we have opened the door. And so when it says restoration, that is restored when we repent and we become aware of what we may have done by removing the umbrella. So we're praying that the umbrella is over you, which is God, the Holy Spirit, that you are protected, your loved ones are protected, and anything through repentance can be restored because God hears you. So God, Lord, we've done wrong, God. We open the door. Maybe we open the door to the adversary to let him in. Have you seen the commercial where the lady's coming here, kitty, 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 and she can't see, and she thinks she's letting in the cat, and I think she's letting in a raccoon. Or maybe you got a raccoon in the house. But you know you can get it out. And God can bring about a restoration. Restoration means to what? Store the goodness of everything that God has in your barn. So we speak store to you. Where am I going? I'm going to the store. What's at the store? The store has the goods. What goods? Everything you need, from the chicken to the beef to the fish to some good old steak and potatoes. Come on now. And you can have you a good salad, some good fruit, apples and bananas and cantaloupe. It's all stored up. And so for you is restore, rest. Restoration, and we decree that for you and your family. So we commission those angels. Restoration in the name of Jesus. Everything God has for us. Open heaven. Open heaven. Open heaven. From the north, the south, the east, and the west, we are under an open heaven. There's a tunnel from heaven to earth. There's portals from heaven to earth. The angels are working on our behalf for our loved ones and our family in total restoration, even for ourselves. God wants you to have the best so you can give everything in your storehouse to the people. And when you go to the store, it's fresh. And so we just say refreshing. We don't want no old stuff. We want the good stuff. The new stuff, the things that are refreshed, and that's what God wants, and that's what we're decreeing over your family as you exercise the spiritual authority as the warrior priest. Now, we've talked about the priesthood of the firstborn. We talked about the priesthood of the intercessor. You're the priest of your loved ones. Your role as the priest, the role of the warrior priest. That's what we're on now. You are a warrior priest. Come on now. Let's give God the glory. Woo! You are a warrior priest. Now, Acts 12. And verse number 7 says, suddenly, an angel of the Lord appeared, and a light shone in the cell. And he struck Peter on the side. Wake up, quick, get up, he said. And the chains fell off Peter's wrist. Then the angel said to him, put on your clothes, following the instructions for your family, for you. Put on your sandals. And Peter did so. But he said, move quick. He said, wrap your cloak around you and follow me. The angel told him, Peter followed him out of the prison. But he didn't have any idea that what the angel was doing. He didn't even know what was really happening. He thought he was seeing a vision. And then they went past the first and the second guards, and he came to the iron gate leading to the city, and it opened up, open doors. Angels, go forth, prepare the way for the open doors for our families and for us to get out of the prisons the devil is trying to put us in. And when that door opened for them, by itself, the scripture says, and they went through it, and when they had walked the length of one street, suddenly the angel left. God is going to open up doors for you and your loved ones to get out of prison because people are praying. See, this was all as an act of prayer. Prayers that were being sent up to God. And when he came to himself, the scripture says, I know without a doubt the Lord sent that angel. God is sending them for you too, and rescued him. We decree now that God is rescuing. You may have a wife. God's rescuing her. Maybe it's your husband, your nephew, your niece. We decree that right now, our nieces and our nephews come into the fullness, our sisters, our brothers, husbands, cousins, come forth, open up the gates, commission the angels, Holy Spirit, in Jesus' name, to make the crooked places smooth and straight and get them out of the prisons, even the prisons of their mind, to be restored. So they can go to the store and get what they want because you've already paid the price. Everything, everything that's been stolen shall be returned quickly, suddenly, in Jesus' name. That's what we're believing today for your family. Keep praying. And we see that the servant girl, Rhoda, she came to answer the door when Peter got there, and she recognized Peter's voice, and she was so overjoyed, she ran back without even opening it and explained, Peter's at the door, Peter's at the door. Oh, you're out of your mind. No, we're expecting things. We're expecting even right now in your bank account. Look in your bank account today, in your wallet. In every account you have, God is going, he has something there he's going to put in there. Open up the doors. The angels are moving forth. He's going to show you those hidden treasures where they are so you can have household salvation and even give to the needs in your family. But you're going to have to expect it. And she ran back without open. They said she's out of her mind, and they told her, but she kept insisting, and he kept on knocking. So when you're praying, expect it. Don't go to the door and say, oh, somebody, that can't be him. Why are you praying? Are we believing for our loved ones to be saved? And we know the rest of the story. When he kept on knocking, and they opened the door, and they were astonished. And he told them how the Lord had brought him out. Tell James and the brothers about this, he said, and then he left for another place. Oh, God is able. Oh, the angelic host of heaven are waiting to be commissioned for those that have made it to earth. Peter was released. We saw in 1 Kings with Elijah, the angels were camped around about, and they ministered to us. And last week, we covered so many scriptures on standing in the gap, how the wall was built, a wall of defense. But who was a part of that in Nehemiah? It was the family. The name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth and the blood of Jesus, the angels have to go forth, and the demonic forces have to bow. Because his name, as we talked last week, is a strong tower. And the righteous run into it. And as I close, we only have a few more minutes. I want you to see the manifold blessings of God as we call them forth, everything that God has for you on this earth, for the kingdom and your family, it shall be done. God is saying, you have the power, you have the dunamis of the Holy Spirit to walk in the divine purposes, the divine blessings, the divine destiny, because you are covered with the blood of Jesus. Sometimes I just see myself just baptized in the blood and coming up, just covered. And it's a strong tower, that name. So God is saying he wants us to stand in the gap this week even more for our family. Because the angelic hosts are overseeing and they're waiting to be commissioned. To the north, the south, the east, and the west, to prepare the path in the name of Jesus, to make the crooked places smooth. Oh God. The hidden treasures that are in dark places for you. I believe this week there's going to be a mighty, 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 mighty miracle in your life and in your family as you realize these principles that God has for you. And we'll say today, success to you, success to the kingdom of God. And we will continue this praying for the family, praying ahead for those wayward loved ones to come back out of Hosea, how to bind and rebuke, for wrong influences to depart your family, your and for acquaintances to leave in Jesus' scripture on that, for imaginations and false reasoning to be bound, and for convictions of the Holy Spirit. We'll get into that next week as the Holy Spirit leads. And we will continue to talk about household salvation. That's a whole nother section. Can we believe for household salvation? Will they gain faith? And then we have a section on travailing prayer and labor and prayer of binding and loosing. It may take us another month to get through all these points, but you make sure this is your spiritual food for seeing your loved ones saved. So we'll say thank you for now, and we'll see you at the appointed time. God bless. Bye-bye. This is Dr. Gwyneth Williams Lifestyles for a Lifetime Hope.